God, is that anime dropouts? What are we learning today?
Hey, wake up!
I like love.
I'm trying to think of a voice.
Wait, I have to do how many of these things?
It's too late for you. You're already dead.
It's fine. Why? Because anime dropouts is here.
Get like all the sounds out that you can.
Wait, all right. Whoa. Sorry, nah. Okay.
What sound is that?
Yeah, I should get like another chair for you guys in here.
I mean, I'm good for now. You know, it's been recording.
Oh, has it been? Oh, shit. That's funny.
All right, welcome back to Anime Dropouts. We are on episode 11 now.
Ooh.
So we made it pretty far.
Pretty good.
We're almost done with season one.
Oh. Right, one more episode, yeah, right?
If it's 12 for one core. All right, so welcome back to Anime Dropouts. My name is Tin Dang, and I am joined by my co-host, as always.
What's up, everybody? It's Joey Min.
And by the time you're listening to this, we are on episode 9 of most of the series, so we'll talk about that today.
Okay, so now, off tangent then, what dictates if it's a 12-episode season or a... Is it always the first season that's always 12 episodes?
I think when people call it a core, it's about 12 episodes.
Uh-huh.
So like Alicization is 4 cores, but it's over, you know, a longer period of time.
Okay. I was just thinking.
Yeah. And since we're wrapping up, but let's see. By the next episode, we're going to wrap up Promised Neverland and Dororo, since those are both 12. And we might pick up Mob Psycho for a special episode.
Ah, right.
Yeah, in anticipation for One Punch Man.
One Punch Man, yeah. Speaking of which, oh man, you just reminded me I have to like catch up on Alicization. I think I stopped at like 16 or something.
Yeah, I think it's on 20 or 21 right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice,
it's getting good.
Yeah.
You're just going to pull through.
Yeah, like it's, right? He's like Yui of that program. Or game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So by the time you're listening to this, Heaven's Feel is actually out in theaters today.
It's really?
Yeah, the subbed version at least. So part 2, and then part 3 is going to be out in 2020. I always feel weird saying, by the time you're listening to this, that's like a really ominous saying.
Right.
By the time you're listening to this.
Every time you
hear
that. You're
dead.
Yeah, like if you're reading this note, then you know that I'm dead or some shit like that.
Like every movie trope.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the news for this weekend.
Time for Anime News by Anime Dropouts.
All right, so first thing, I think I showed you this a bit earlier. Mm-hmm. So the team that worked on ReZero, I think director, writer, and character designer is actually working on a new original series, and it's called Granbelm? Yeah. That was like the 30-second preview I showed you a little bit earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the description, but it seems pretty promising since it's the same team that worked on ReZero. So that actually means like we might not get a season 2 for ReZero, or it's going to be delayed. So no news on that one
yet, though. Wait a minute. Now I'm confused. Oh, okay. ReZero is the one with Rem? And
mm-hmm.
Okay. What am I thinking?
Are you thinking of another Re something?
Yeah, the one that he goes back in time as a kid and he starts to solve the murder. It's finished, though. Like the guy that was killing his murder, so he was in a coma. Sorry, guys. I don't know if this is like a spoiler.
Monster?
Oh, Erased. Yeah.
Oh, it was Erased.
Isn't it Wait, what am I thinking then?
Re-erase?
How can
you re-erase something?
I don't know. He goes back in time, motherfucker. Maybe that's how it
Okay.
Isn't that what it's called? Or is it just called Erased?
I think it's just called Erased.
Oh, yeah, I'm mistaken. Sorry.
All right. So the next one, One Punch Man season 2 is going to be out on Hulu in April.
Wow. Hulu, mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah. So far there's a preview with a couple of stills. I think I showed you that.
Yeah.
So you see like Fubuki, the new character that's actually going to be like a main part of the arc. Gru.
Gato. Yeah.
I pronounced it Gru. Like Despicable Me.
Oh, it's Garou, right?
Yeah, so, but I say it fast, so it's like Gru.
It's Garou.
Garou.
Yeah, so he's like a wolf.
Okay.
That's, I think that's what.
Isn't there a game called like Garou Mark of the Wolves? It's like a fighting game.
That's also a show that I worked on in Japan too before.
Nice.
Got it. Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited, but I do have my reservations since it is actually JC staff that's working on this. So you guys know JC staff or Shokugeki, what else? Danmachi, Prison School.
The animation still looks kind of fairly similar too.
Yeah, but if they can like match up to like season one, that's pretty hard. Like it's Studio Madhouse, so.
Yeah, it's a totally different style, right? But.
Yeah. All right. And for the next bit of news, Legendary Entertainment, you guys know them for, what is it, Pacific Rim? They did Godzilla recently. So they are doing a co-production with Sunrise, and they hired Brian Vaughn to write a live-action Gundam series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wait, a live-action Gundam movie, my bad.
Oh, okay. No, cool.
Yeah. I mean, Gundam's not my thing, but, you know, as long as there's anime and movies, it's
good. I think, there's a Gundam for everybody, I think, though. Because, I know some people that really like mechas, but, like, you know, they like the political intrigue of, like, certain Gundams. I like the one where they fight martial artsy. Burning.
So, yeah. Just the action part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Vaughn is actually Burning best-selling. Finger
Man or something.
Vaughn is a best-selling New York Times author and a writer for comics. So Saga, Runaways, and Why are like his most famous works. And I guess it's kind of interesting because I've never heard of him. But, you know, since I'm not really into the comic book world, but now that I know he's doing a movie, I kind of want to check out like his actual comics.
Yeah, right. Yeah, probably check it out. Like it, so it would be a Western made Gundam live action movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's Legendary Productions and Sunrise. And Sunrise, they've been working since like the 70s. So.
Oof. Yeah, that'd be kind of pretty cool.
Yeah. And speaking of movies, we have so many movies coming out this year.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know if this is part of the thing, but like I know in the talking about Alita.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Did you?
Okay. I actually it wasn't bad. It's definitely like the first part of the I think the movie is the episodes that came out here in America during like whenever the 80s.
Does it stand alone well by itself or do you need to like know the background?
You don't need to know about it. Actually, it's pretty cool. It's just that there was that, something happens in the end, which you kind of know if you watch the show. Oh my God. No one has watched the show. This listening. I'm old, it was exactly it. Right. Like they had really cool fight scenes. I thought actually like it lived up to it. It was anime-ish, but it wasn't like crazy anime. This was like in the realm of like, oh man, this person's like a really good wire work, like kung fu martial arts type of stuff. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Is it like realism and sort of CG-ish?
Yeah. I mean, she's CG.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, CG in the realism sense of like, there's like weight to her structure. She's not just, it's not like Black Desert Online where she's just dashing everywhere. It's not like just full, it's not full anime fight scenes. It's like, it's actually like punches and kicks and dodging. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of other movies. So what is it? We've got just this year, Detective Pikachu. There's going to be another Pokemon movie, like the Mewtwo Strikes Back again.
Yeah.
So we've got Bunny Girl Senpai and Promare, which is the one by Studio Trigger that looks really cool.
Oh, okay. So that is a movie that I guess the promo was for Bunny Girl Senpai, right? A movie.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, Promare looks like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot his name. From Gurren Lagann, like, The guy.
Yeah, the character designs do look similar, so it has like that Trigger feel to it.
Even how he posed, like doing that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right, and another blast from the past. We've talked about Psycho Pass before, right? Just in passing.
Psycho Pass, yes.
Yeah, so they actually announced a third season for Psycho Pass.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah. I'm hoping they rehire the writer that worked on season one. I feel like that was the better of the
better
two seasons.
One than,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I already thought, like, the first one was kind of slow, but it was way better than, like...
Yeah, it was slow, but I did like the lore and like all the background.
Yeah, it felt, yeah, like I think the pacing was much better, I feel like, you know.
All right, and this is kind of like tangential, but it's still anime related. Mm. So one of my favorite things is like anime invading like the clothing industry.
Oh.
Yeah, so have you seen like, what's it, Supreme and Akira do a collab together? You've seen Uniqlo and Shonen Jump?
Yeah, actually, the Shonen Jump and Uniqlo, yeah. I do want to get some of that stuff.
I mean, there's also the Slam Dunk Jordans that they made a while ago.
They made a Slam Dunk with Jordans? Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait, has there been, and I know I'm just asking, and I know I always bring up my age because I think there is like a generation, and I think that's like the really cool thing, like the, I guess our outlook on anime because of like the age gap.
Yeah.
But did they ever remake Slam Dunk or no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So those Jordans were for people like me. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And let's see, what is there was Gucci and JoJo.
That makes sense, right? Because like JoJo was like, you know, supposed to be fashion art. Like that's the whole idea after. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Did you also see that Jodeci is releasing a Japanese only CD.
Sweet.
Their greatest hits with a JoJo character on the cover.
Yeah, because like they're the ending song.
Yeah.
Hey man, dude. That's the thing too. I don't like Gold Star. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Gold Star, Golden Wind.
Okay, like for some odd reason that Giorno Giovanni, like his whole storyline, for some odd reason it's not like my favorite, but I love R&B. And like all of these rappers in R&B, like they're all like most of the stance there. Like for some reason, I don't like it. I don't know why. But I am waiting. Like I said, I'm rewatching all of JoJo until this season kind of like, you know, completes itself so I could watch it in a blast, you know, because I love JoJo.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try to marathon it eventually. I know that parts 1 and 2, I heard they're a bit slow to get through.
You know, that's what it's Joestar, Joseph Joestar's. Battle Tendency is kind of slow for people because it gets, that's when it gets wacky. It's the character itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely loved the first one, the Phantom Blood, because it like, it's very, I guess it's very formulaic shonen, you know, it's like, it's Fist of the North Star looking dude battling vampires with like straight martial arts. No one has like some weird, you know, I mean, the weirdest thing is that he could like stretch his limbs. Like zoom punch. That's like one move.
Like Luffy?
Yeah, but just one punch. Yeah, that's it. But like everything else is pretty martial artsy, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of clothing, did you see that they're making Pokemon dress shirts now?
I mean, they should have been.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing 151 original designs and they're actually really cool.
Wait. Like dress shirts, like button shirts?
You could choose which kind of design you want. So you could choose a dress shirt, a casual shirt, or like a kind of like a Hawaiian shirt style.
Man. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the designs are really cool. A lot of them are like almost paisley, like casual wear. And you could actually see like, some of these pictures right here.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I think...
Like the Slowbro, the Growlithe one looks amazing.
I feel like they should have the starter set at a Walmart. You get to pick like, you know, red, blue, or green.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Hey, that's kind of cool though. Oh, so it's going to be based off of the first 151.
Yeah. Okay. I think each shirt is like 80 or 90 bucks. So it's going to set you back pretty far if you
want.
What
the hell?
I think if you want like all 151 of them, it'd be like 13,000, 15,000. I have no idea before shipping.
80. Okay. Right. Dude. Wow. Dude. Jesus, I don't know if I would, like, you should be able to, like, beat any interview if you walk in with a Charmander shirt, unless, like, somebody is wearing, like, you know, water type. You're like,
They'll be in a Squirtle shirt, like, oh shit.
Like your interviewee has a Blastoise shirt, and you walk in with like a Charmander shirt. You'd be like, oh man.
That interview was not effective.
Right. Wait, okay, that's funny. And that's kind of cute too at the same time, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And for the last new segment, I had to put Netflix by itself just because they're doing so much. Okay. So they announced new partnerships with multiple animation studios for a lot of upcoming projects. And this is not including Studio Bones and what is it? Studio IG. So I'm going to try to do this the best I can. There's actually a lot.
Oh man. Okay.
So there's going to be the Altered Carbon. It's like an original sci-fi series on Netflix. They're doing a collaboration with Sublimation Studio for an anime based on the Capcom game Dragon's Dogma.
Really?
Dude? Yeah.
Oh man, I was like thinking about replaying and giving it another chance recently. Mm. I don't know why. Yeah.
I heard that the lore is like super deep in Dragon's Dogma, so there's a lot of like material they could actually work with.
Yeah, it's. I heard it's, from what I played, I guess it feels like another Dark Souls, like in terms of storyline where you kind of piece it together through
playing. Yeah. Story-wise, I've heard it's like a guy chasing a dragon to reclaim his heart or something like that.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's like that's what happens.
Okay. All right, so David Productions will be working on a new series called Spriggan. And I think in America, it's actually called Striker. Wait, you might be familiar with that.
Wait, the old Spriggan? Like,
yeah, it's movie? Like a, almost like a war/military yeah. type setting.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, they're redoing that.
It's funny because I was thinking of bringing that up. Like, if you ever saw the old one, like the animation is so smooth. It looks like you could film it like in a real, you know, live yeah. action, and it would just look the same.
Yeah. We'll actually link you guys to one of the videos because I saw like a chase scene in like Istanbul or something.
Yeah.
And it's in a car, like shootouts running through like a city. It's
there's really like a little sick. Martial art fight at the end when he yeah. fights the guy with a sword. Yeah. Dude, that's why I remember seeing. God dang it, dude. I was like in. Never mind. I'm not going to say it. But yeah.
All right. And for the. Let's see. Another one. Powerhouse Animation, the American studio behind Castlevania, which did super well on Netflix.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing series.
So they're going to produce a series called Gods and Heroes, and this one's based on Greek mythology.
So original.
Original series. I think it's pretty cool because I feel like there's a lot that you could work with if like a animation studio worked on like Greek mythology or even Norse mythology, because I played through God of War and the story's so fun.
Oh man, the new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Netflix is, I guess they bought, or they're paying these people to make original content then, right?
Yeah, it'll be on their platform, but you know, they're paying, they got the money for it, so.
Need to get on that Netflix, man.
Get on the Netflix money.
Right.
All right, now let's get on to episodes 7 through 9 of all the shows we've been going through.
Right.
Yeah, do you want to start with Dororo?
Random fact though, like Netflix right now costs $64.7 billion, and like Blockbuster turned it down when they presented their idea. Yeah. Like they could, yeah, like Blockbuster turned down like a $20 million deal. That's all right. That's it. Sorry, Dororo. So 7 is the Spider Lady.
Yeah, 7's about the Spider Lady.
That's kind of. I wonder if the Spider Lady actually has one of his stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's actually one of the questions I wanted to ask, because since all these different demons have either like a different part that Hyakkimaru can reclaim.
Right.
Does that mean he's missing some things if he doesn't kill all the demons? Or are there plentiful amount of demons that give like, you know, a random drop like, oh, here's your nervous system?
I don't think it's a random. Well, I guess. To him, it's random, but I think, you know, whatever they drop is set in stone.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, whatever they claimed. And some of these monsters are stupid. Like,
yeah. I mean, episode 8 is the giant centipede.
Yeah. And it claimed his nose. Like, that's it. Like, you couldn't. I'm just saying. It's silly. It's silly what these monsters.
Yeah. Like, I imagine, like, if he killed the centipede, wouldn't he get his legs back? Something like that?
Right? You'd think, right? I guess first come, first serve, whatever demon was there that night.
Yeah. I do like the differences in demons. You have like spiders, you have like slugs. It reminds me of like, what is it? That game, Shadow of the Colossus, where the scale of monsters are all different.
But like recently, they've all been like bugs lately though.
Oh yeah, spiders.
Because like before, let's see, before the spider lady was the ant hill or the ant lion. Oh. Right, then what was before that?
Is that like all a different theme?
I don't think so, because like he was fighting like a slime in like the very first one, right? Then second one was like different.
Mm.
Oh wait, wasn't
that? But these are all based off of Japanese folklore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's always a centipede dragon. Well, I mean, I don't know if a centipede dragon, but centipede definitely. There's a demon like that.
Do Japanese people not like bugs or something?
Fucking, I mean, who likes bugs? I guess very tropical. So if you think about it, so yeah, I guess they would have bugs. That's like, right? I think. But anyways, yeah, like so. I think that was kind of cool though in the episode 7 where it's like either or not that this spider lady might have one of his limbs or whatever. Like it's still kind of cool that he lets her go because like, oh, okay, even a demon can
learn to love
because devils may cry.
Speaking of devils may cry, right. The fifth one came out.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It hasn't started yet.
Dude, I 2 days straight loved it. Yeah, but yeah. So yeah, I think that was really cool. Like Dororo. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I mean, on Reddit and like all the other sites, Hyakkimaru is like top 5 characters, and all he does is yell.
Oh, as of now, right?
Yeah, top 5 most popular like male characters. He's made like top 3 on Reddit, I think.
I mean, he possibly can't. Insult or trigger someone. I mean, like, he's disabled. He's a able-bodied disabled person. Shoot. And he's more disabled than any like character. You know, there's people with like dark backgrounds like, oh no, I'm trying to kill my brother because he killed my family and my clan, right? Okay, I get it, Sasuke.
Shoot, he's like the least privileged thing.
Yeah, this dude,
he can claim all the points.
Right, like this dude literally had nothing. Like he had to be covered in like puppet gear because he had no skin and he had no eye. Ew, man. Like I don't even know how this kid survived. Like I'm surprised. Like no one, like no demon claimed his lungs or some shit or some, you know, vital organs or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, no vital organs, because I'm pretty sure he has a heart at least. That's how he's able to move.
Right. But yeah. So yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's hard to trigger anybody.
Mm. And episode 9 is all about Dororo's past, and we actually find out that he's not a he.
Which?
I was trying to find the best way to phrase that. It's like, right. Oh yeah, the most obvious way.
Like, okay, I don't... Is there a reason why why Dororo is hiding that? Or
I guess it's pretty bad to be a girl in feudal Japan.
Oh yeah, I mean
around like you armies can. Of men.
But I thought it was like, I thought people knew that Dororo was a girl. Unless I guess that's me having back knowledge of
the original series. I think when you watch the show and you just assume that Dororo is a guy.
Right. And Dororo's like young, man.
Did we just assume his gender? Her gender?
Wow. But what if like that's the whole point? Like Dororo was trying to make it seem like he's a boy, so I don't know, so he wouldn't get taken in as a slave, and you know what I mean? Like
okay.
It's a lot of evil acts back then.
Yeah.
Survival. I mean, that's just the honest truth, I guess. So maybe, I don't know. I mean, there's demons too. I mean, like the world they live in seems pretty dark. I mean, it's not berserk dark, but it's dark.
Yeah. Oh man. Dororo's parents had it super hard. They starved to death. Well, his mom starved to death.
Yo, that soup, like hand soup bowl thing, like that's Jesus, man. That's mom of all years. I was gonna say mom of the year, but like to do something like that, mom of all the years, man. That's heartbreaking.
It looks very tragic. I was like thinking of Is there any other way? Like, you know, just take my shirt and like make a bowl out of it, or at least.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, a little bit for the shock value, a little for, I guess, it's like, just it's the way character. It is.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, I think that's the thing about Dororo is like, they really didn't really paint like a, you know, it's not sensational. It's like those, wartime Japan was pretty hardcore place, you know? Mm. Now they put demons in there. It's like nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that's ending in 3 episodes. I feel like there's so much more. So, you know, assuming that there will be multiple seasons, I feel like it's popular enough for that.
It should be. I mean, it spawned like 3 live action movies or something, and movies from before. And so, I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure you guys already know Dororo is like probably one of the best animes of the season anyway. So it's pretty sick.
Yeah, definitely one of the best of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's move on to Promised Neverland. And every single episode is a cliffhanger.
Because like I didn't read the manga, so I have no clue. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, me too. Actually, I read up to where episode 6 is. And after that, I was like, I'm making a promise to myself not to spoil anything after that.
Episode 6 is when you find out that. That's when you find out Raymond was the traitor, right?
Raymond, Ray actually works with Mama.
Mama, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, then I think. Oh man, then yeah. 7 is them.
The most recent episode we were watching, Sister Crone is actually, fired.
Got sent to Plant 4, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
I mean, really Plant 4. I mean, that's like so on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like number 4, like death. Like.
Yeah, and I feel like once Isabel gave her that letter that she's going to be resigned, she knew that she was going to die.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
Like, yeah, it's pretty, but it's okay. So, okay, like I guess instead of just per episode, like 7 through 9, right? So we they're planning that escape. And then, because a lot of things happen at 9, which 7 and 8 were just a setup for.
Yeah, so Sister Crone actually ends up dying to one of the demons.
Right.
And since Sister Crone knew that she was going to die, she left a box with some, I guess, revealing secrets for that, so that Norman would be able to find out.
It was like, but you know, she left it before he tried to make that escape where you find out that they can't escape.
Oh, right before Norman finds out that it's actually a cliff.
Yeah. So why didn't he read it? Maybe he did. Maybe he did read it. I'm assuming it's a note. Because it was like I guess maybe I'm just assuming because it was like a pen and a box.
Yeah.
So I was assuming there's like some message in there or something.
Some message in there, but I don't think it's related to how to escape, or maybe it's just something afterwards.
It's nuts though. It's so. Okay. Oh man, because like a lot of the things I'm going to be pointing out is 9, because like 9 was the. 9 was like the payoff after all those episodes of like, oh yeah, we're going to escape. You can't escape. Like, oh shit. Like, yeah. So, okay. So first off, at least Crone didn't die all gruesome. Like she got stabbed by like a flower that sucked up her blood.
She dies the same way Connie did in the first episode.
Wait, is that how? Okay. I thought Connie just had, I honestly thought Connie got shot in the head. I didn't know they put the flower in her head?
Yeah, I think we saw the flower that was placed on her.
Hmm. Also, if you notice it too, like, I don't know if it's just me, but now you kind of have like a sort of better view of what the demons look like. And they look like, you know, one of the xenomorphs from Alien, you know, like the head shape and the tongue, even though it wasn't like another little.
Yeah, and they're all, I guess we saw 2 of them in episode 1 and they're all pretty unique. I guess they have like a different face, but they all have like those same like big bulging eyes.
Right. Yeah, because like there was the one that was next to grandma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she walked away. So, man, so how's that? I don't know. The world is insane. Like the world lore. So like,
we see some background for Crone and Mama, that they were both, you know, training to be
Yeah. Oh, crap.
And that's crazy.
Like, so, like, that's what I was thinking too. Cause, like, they're already, I mean, one, they're already controlled by the demons or the Oni or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, why are they learning how to do judo or fight or something, right?
I guess that's in preparation to be a mama, just to be able to wrangle, like, around 30 kids, et cetera.
Judo?
I think that's a bit,
I mean, hey, if you guys are in the Jersey area, judo movement. Oh, yeah. But that's school. Funny, though. I mean, like, obviously, they set that up because one of the things that Mama did to stop
Emma and Emma Ray and Norman from escaping.
It's like, and she's like, and it's not even like the joint. She broke her shin, right? That's like, isn't that you, medical person in the room? What bone is this? Tibia? Isn't that the hardest bone?
Isn't that the one that Anderson Silva broke, like his tibia, like in front?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my
because
God.
Because they kick, yeah.
Yeah, I can't look at that kind of stuff. Like I could stand like gory movies, but if I see like a bone breaking, it's like, ugh. Yeah.
And she was just like, don't worry, it's a clean break. You clean broke someone's shin bone? Like, Christ.
Do you learn that in judo?
I suppose you can, but I'm just saying like that's technique. Okay, which also I guess the only reason why I'm pointing that out is that like why would they need to learn that, right? Like I get, yeah, maybe you could wrangle kids or whatever, right? But like then why would I feel like there's the mamas are trained for something else, or it's mama, sisters, grandmas, whatever, like whatever training they had to go through, it's like it's for some reason it has to also serve another purpose,
right? It's like some crazy shit. They do like embroidery. They learn how to take tests and exams.
Like some mama shit, you know? Like, but that's, Jesus. The judo just throws me out. It just feels like, I don't know, like maybe like the other plants have had rebellion. Maybe there's people on the outside that rebel and they had to like fight. You know what I mean? I feel like there's some more to that, you know? Because you can't be fighting 12-year-old kids and need judo, right?
Would you even be able to rebel against the demons? Because I know, like,
yeah, right.
The demons and humans have, like, a pact together, I guess, since, you know, there's mamas, there's orphanages, and et cetera.
So yeah. So I don't
can
know.
Can you fight, like, a 20-foot demon?
Yeah, I wonder if it works, right? Like, I'm going to clean break your shin bone. Why didn't Sister Crone fight the dude? You know what I mean? Like, you didn't see her really fight. She swung a pen around. Like, what the fuck, man? I just saw you, like, I don't know,
she can break trees.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I saw you do some crazy judo shit. Then you pinned him or some shit with your knee. Like, I'm sure you could give this demon a problem, at least. Don't let him just take you. Mm. They'll just go down not swinging, you know, or something. I
guess
know.
Maybe she knows that it's hopeless because... If she could take care of one demon, then, you know, maybe she has a chance, but maybe there's more, like, right behind them. Right.
I mean, there's that other demon just watching, and grandma was there. So, obviously, but, you know, for the cases, like, you know, it's just the training to be a mama or mom or whatever. Like, it seems there's some, like, ulterior motive to me, I feel like.
Right.
I think it's really cool. But besides all of that.
Yeah, moving on to episode 9,
yeah.
We find out that Mama's actually shipping off Norman.
Oh, right, yeah.
And not even, like, what is it, the next day?
Yeah, it's, like, the next night, right? And that's when, yeah, so trying to ship him out. And, you know, Emma and Ray were trying to figure out ways, you know, to, like, get him to escape. And Ray already gave him, like, his little gadget to turn off the signal.
Yeah, the transmitter in their ears.
And that's, like, how he scaled that wall was kind of BS, though.
Right, he climbed, he tied the cloth to the tree,
yeah.
Ran sideways up, like, at least a 40-foot wall.
Right, like, I was like, wait, how do you do that?
I don't think that's how physics works.
I mean, maybe it was like, he was running sideways and, like, using the tree as a pendulum. So, look, I'm just saying it doesn't make sense. It just wouldn't make any sense, but... Mm. But yeah, he got up the wall, looked over, found out that like they're on the edge of a cliff or like, I guess that's the whole thing. Like whatever they're on is like carved out and there's like a ravine.
Yeah, almost right? Like a separate island by itself.
That's nuts, man.
That's fucked up.
But it seems like though, cause like, you know what Ray said that they're all like the headquarters and all the other farms are actually connected to each other. Right. That's what he said. Cause that's some weird shit too. It's like, was it like infant amnesia or something he was saying? Like in rare cases, people could actually remember shit while they're, when they were a fetus. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I don't think you even developed brains yet until like way at, like, you know, way later in that stage.
Yeah. I mean, Ray knew at least from birth.
Yeah.
I guess the events that happened, and he knows that there's demons and all right. The other babies are like incubated together and all that.
Right. But he even remembers like the other farms being together and like the office or whatever, you know. But when he when Norman climbed up that wall and he looks out, it looks like there's still like wilderness. It's either that's wilderness around them or that's just another, like,
what if it's just all demons out in the wilderness?
It seems like the demons are technologically advanced though, at this point in time.
Fuck this. It seems like such a hopeless situation.
Yeah, like, because I was really expecting when Mama was like, I know you're a traitor, Ray, you know, and I was expecting like the typical anime stuff, like, I knew that you knew, hence, you know, like the seventh step. Like, I thought he was going to like pull out, yeah, it's like he's going to pull out the Swords of Revealing Light at like the last moment, like, haha, I planned this all along. That's what I thought. And I was,
you've
like,
activated my mirror force.
I know, right? Like, whatever you knew, I knew, or something. And I thought that was going to happen. But yeah, like, it really does. Like, it still feels like these kids are still kids at certain points, right? They're not too, you know, they're not protected by the plot armor, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of cute and endearing that they were like, yeah, let's just all get sick together. Let's break each other's legs. So that we don't get shipped off.
Right. And like, yeah, like certain points, they're like evil geniuses. Right. Mm-hmm. Then certain points, like, yeah, let's get sick. What? Like, what? But yeah, it's cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the things that I really liked is how they framed the characters together. So in that scene where they were all like planning, mm-hmm. the three of them, they were together by the bed, and then Norman kind of like separates himself and like the bedpost of the wall, like, mm-hmm. separates Ray and Emma from Norman. It's like, oh shit.
There's like, they choose their shots. Even the one when it's like, hey Emma, I'm going to get you water. And it's just this long, like the Godfather walk where the camera just follows the guy from behind as he walks through the hallways to the door or something. Like, Norman, like that one, right? And I was just like, man, whoever, because I never read the manga, don't know if the shots are there, but whoever's directing this, it's a film guy.
Yeah, like you didn't have to do that, but yeah. The planning out and storyboarding, that was pretty awesome.
Mm. Yeah, I really appreciate it because of the shots that they use.
And the last scene, we're actually on a cliffhanger, literally.
Yeah, a cliff stander.
It's just hopeless. I don't even know what's...
Yeah, I don't know how to... I wouldn't... I mean, I guess they could bullshit physics again to do something, but how he climbed
just up. Just Tarzan through it?
It's hard. I mean, how would he? Yeah, dude, I have no clue, dude. I have no fucking clue what's going to happen.
Yeah, because every time I feel like they have a solidified plan, like we're going to do this, there's just another like wrench thrown in by like Mama or like just their situation.
Because they have no information of what the hell is going on, right, in the world, right? You know, Emma is a pretty strong-willed girl for a person that grew up like really, really sheltered. You know? Like, clean break your shin? Dude, I would cry. I'd cry.
Oh, yeah.
I've had like, I've fractured my shin. I've cried. You know, that shit is hurt.
Painful. And I'm surprised how smart these kids are too.
Right. Like, then at the same time, how dumb they are. Yeah. And how kids are.
Because I try to think back to like when I was like 11 years old. Mm. I thought that laundered money was like money that you find in like clothes that were laundered.
Oh, that's.
And it's like the dumbest thing. Like I would climb into the, like the big laundromats, mm-hmm. every single machine. And I'll check for like quarters. Like, oh yeah, got some laundered money. And then I'm going to go over to the arcade and play.
The arcade that's right there inside the laundromat.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. No, see, that Promised Neverland definitely is one of I love it. And it's ending. So I'm guessing
there's 3 episodes left to this season.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's more to the story. So,
oh man.
And it's really popular. I think it's like the top 5 shows so far.
Yeah. It should be. It's way. Even like I said, even the shot progression, even like whoever directed it, definitely is a fan of film, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, and there's some slow parts and some that are like really fast paced, but every episode so far has felt super short.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, and the last episode, the last show we're gonna get through is Shield Hero.
Ah, yes, I love Ruff Talia. She's
the ride or die
just,
bitch.
You know, just yeah, ride or die bitch. That's it. Okay, so like 7 what happened 7 to 9? Okay. I know 7 is the poison dragon.
Yeah. 7 is the poison dragon, or like the Valhazak from Monster Hunter.
Right.
It looked exactly like it.
That's funny. Yeah, but it didn't move, though. It just stood there, like, kind of just stood there.
Yeah, and we find out about Nafumi's Cursed Shield series.
Right. But, like, so does it do damage then? Like, if you're cursed, it seems like he did damage.
Either do damage or, like, some really strong debuff so that Philo was able to finish off the Valhazak.
How did Philo? Oh, it ate her, right?
It ate her, and then Philo ate the dragon from the inside. She was able to like kill its heart or the right. gem inside its heart.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. It felt like a little bit of a cop out, but you know.
Right. Yeah, definitely it was that. I really do like it when the whole point of him telling people that he's not a nice person or something. I don't know why. Really, but you know, like, oh, don't call me savior, I want money instead. But like,
it yeah, makes that was sense. A good setup, like before, like in that village where all the people were like injured or sick,
right? But he's actually, you know, super, I mean, he's a nice guy, I guess,
pragmatic. I feel like he wants to distance himself from
the
people just in general before,
or at least that kingdom, mm-hmm. right? Because it doesn't seem like other kingdoms are affected by the waves of catastrophe or whatever. Right. So yeah, so that was one. So
oh, and then what is it? Ruff Talia actually ends up being cursed by Nafumi's shield on accident.
Oh, I thought she got poisoned, or I thought she got cursed because of the dragon. So because she was holding on.
She was trying to protect Nafumi, or like make him snap out of the cursed rage.
So wow, so that curse here seems to be pretty good of a build type.
Yeah, I mean, from what we've seen, he's like a crowd control debuffer support, which makes him perfect for a party, but all these other characters are like these DPS players.
Oh, right. And I always thought that was kind of weird too. Like, isn't it when after he was trying to get holy water, right? Like, he noticed that the kingdom only had the symbols of the 3 other heroes, but there's no shield. You notice that?
Yeah, I feel like this kingdom really hates the shield hero.
Maybe every shield hero became like they went shield type. I mean, they went curse or something.
I think from what we've seen that, what is it, in Ruff Talia's backstory, mm-hmm. that the shield hero is much more kind to commoners and half-breeds.
Oh, right. There was like the previous one, right?
Maybe that's why the royalty would think that shield heroes are just like annoying and kind of like a thorn in their side, where they take care of themselves first and they don't care about, you know, the common people.
Hmm.
And you see that too, because all the other villages are really poor or like
true. Okay. But at the same time though, like the, even the poor people are afraid of the shield hero, or like at least like there's rumors about him, or not the current shield hero, but like the shield hero in general. So I guess the other shield heroes did something.
I think that's rumors that they've seen of the current shield hero.
Oh, okay.
It spread. And then when they actually see that, you know, he's more pragmatic, you know, mm-hmm. he's not like a nice guy, but you know,
yeah,
he'll look out for you if you scratch his back.
Right. So yeah, definitely like that. Oh, and like,
even the church is against him too. They gave him the shitty holy water.
Okay. Not the priest himself. Cause the priest himself seems like he upholds, like, as what, I mean, you know, religion's kind of, because even the priest, like, why would you give him this bad version, right? And he's like, you know, even everybody is treated like, you know, God treats everybody the, you know, the same way, something like that. And he said that, but it's like, the, like I said, the commoners are against him for some reason. And like, you know, wasn't there like a comment that Naofumi made that he realized like the nobles were told by the king to not acknowledge him or something like that during the tournament, you know? Something like that. That's what I thought. But yeah, I don't know. The previous shield hero must have done some, or previous shield heroes, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. It's such a good power, like debuff, crowd control, you know, but like they can't party together. Maybe that's even a lie. Maybe they're not supposed to, like, maybe like, you know, they're saying like, hey, yeah, you should train on your own so you get more XP. But like, you know,
oh, yeah. I think when all the, what is it, the legendary heroes are together, they don't gain experience well as a party. So that's why they train separately, build their own party.
Maybe, like I said, maybe that's a lie. Because, like, I mean, okay, so Motoyasu, I think, right? That's a spear hero.
That dude likes kids too much.
Yeah, like Philo is, I mean, he even says it. He's like, oh, I have a thing for blonde angels. Yeah, but Philo looks like she's 7, dude. Like, please take a seat.
Like, Chris Hansen walks in.
Yeah, no, right? Because that's what it is. And I mean, I thought it was kind of cute, like the whole like fat bird, he didn't know, you know, Philo was the same or whatever. But like, that's silly though. Like, I really don't understand why spear hero is even there. Like, spear hero is just there to just, for how deep like all the other characters are, like spear hero seems to be really stupid and easy manipulated by, what's her name again? Mine.
M-Y-N-E.
Yeah.
Mine.
And it's like, just so the shield hero has a bad guy, like, you know what I mean? So that's just what I thought, but yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, he feels like too simple.
Yeah, right.
Of a bad guy.
Yeah, and it's like they make him seem like he's a bad guy because being manipulated, right? And like, and all the other heroes already they understood, like, oh, this is kind of like a game. Like, I would understand, right? And this dude just has no, I don't know, whatever.
Right. We could see like the other heroes aren't bad. They're just naive. Like, they're basically high schoolers, but they're not aware of their consequences that affect actual people. And we see that when Naofumi confronts both of them, like, oh yeah, did you know that you ended up poisoning the village because you left the corpse of a dragon out there?
So I do love Shield Hero. I think that's my favorite one so far. But yes. Oh, but we did get to meet Melty. That's
right. Yeah. So she becomes like best friends with Philo. And
yeah. Cause she loves, Philolials. Okay. I mean, I thought it was kind of cute, you know, traveling with her, and, you know, and Naofumi's already thinking like, yeah, okay, your parents must be nobles and we're just going to take money.
Yeah. But he didn't know that she was actually a princess.
Yeah. Like, who's next in line after the king, right?
And I feel like that's a natural reaction. He's like, hey, I don't want to associate with you at all.
Yeah, because you're...
Because your family fucked my shit up.
Yeah, like, just, I come here and they pretty much, like, left me for dead, right? Like, all these things and just making my life worse. That's crazy. So, yeah, I guess I'd do the same thing, too. Or, at least listen now. But like, you know, her actions seem like she seems to be a pretty good person.
Yeah. And we see that everything's building up towards going towards the next wave.
Right. Did they ever say how many waves there are?
I have no idea. I hope it's not endless.
No, because like it wouldn't be endless, or else like wouldn't they just have constant summonings of heroes?
Right. So if all four heroes die, then for next wave, they'd have to summon another set of four.
So it has to, like, everyone has to die.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that sucks. If you're the last one alive, you're like, fuck. Like, I don't want to die. Last one alive
and you're just the tank. It's like, oh, right. Shit, I can't do anything.
That's why I thought it was pretty cool how, like, they didn't really have a tank. They have, like, two off tanks, like your swordsman and your spear.
Mm-hmm.
Then pure DPS is, like, your range carry. Then you have your, you know, like, whatever shield here. I guess it would be another support tank kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, like, you can see that Melty. Melty was actually a good person because she, like, stood up against mine. And, like, this is how you treat your subjects. You're just going to let your hero just battle here. And it's like, you know, and which is stupid still. Like, I swear to God, Motoyasu has, like, no brain of his own. He's, like, clearly breaking, like, food stalls and everything. You know?
Yeah, he's not a, you know, he's not a hero for the people. He's kind of selfish in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, definitely, you know, Melty seems like a really good person. Even though she's next in line, but she's younger than her sister. But at the same time, it's like, you know, like...
Yeah, we don't see the queen presence, so we don't know the full story.
Right. But they're setting it up too. Like, it seems like the queen has more power than the king. You notice that?
Right, yeah. It's a very matriarchal society. Yeah. And the king is just there right now, you know, just keeping right. The fort down, making sure nothing burns, but... He's making everything burn.
He's making it difficult. Cursing, making people curse the shit. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not, I don't know. But.
And I'm excited for what's about to come next because it feels like they're preparing for the next wave.
Right. I mean, that's why they were like on the wave. Well, they went back because like the wave was coming soon. Plus they needed holy water anyway. So yeah, definitely Shield Hero. It's awesome, guys. I don't know if you guys should really check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. And since there's 24 episodes.
Oh, for Shield Hero?
Yeah, for Shield Hero. I guess it's kind of, it's fine that they're taking their time with the pacing of the story.
I like the pacing. I really do like the pacing. Right.
Yeah,
now.
I've heard complaints about people saying like, oh, it's too slow. It's not dark like the initial episode.
Oh, but I think that's the whole point, right? Like, he's not supposed to be dark. Like, Raftalia and Philo, I'm assuming, he was a shut-in, so the people that he became close to in this world are the ones that are going to pull him out of that feeling, right? Mm. So I can see why it's not dark anymore. I think it shouldn't be dark anymore. It's like him.
Yeah, I feel like most of the people that do say that is off of their first impressions. And I feel like that's the same thing that happened to Goblin Slayer last season, especially.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Goblin Slayer is just different. It's a different feel, man, I think.
Yeah. But I do like both of them, actually. There's a couple of like similarities in like the type of fantasy setting.
Right. Because I think, though, Goblin Slayer, I mean, if you really want to be honest, like it's shock and awe. And they wanted to feel like partly like Berserk, right? But Shield Hero, it's not. Like, it's about a person who was shut out. Like, it feels like it's this person who was a shut out, you know, like, he was a shut in, gets teleported into this world and you know, is trying to create like, you know, like a family or a group of friends with the other heroes. Then he gets betrayed. So he shuts in again. Now he's doing it again with his party of slaves or whatever. Right?
Yeah. He just wants to survive.
Right. And it's like going back and forth. It's not always going to be dark. So I get that pacing. So. Mm.
All right, and I think that's about enough for this episode. Sorry, yeah. It's a little late. We actually recorded a bonus episode on just game shows, but we had a couple of hiccups with the echo in the room.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. But I hope you guys, thank you again for listening to us. It seems like we've reached, how many were?
We're almost at 3,000 listens total.
Right. Oh, good. My God. Actually, yeah. I thought this was pretty funny. I actually tried using my Alexa and like just listening to us. I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, so it actually worked?
Yeah. You just have to say like, hey, Alexa, or hey, Echo, or hey, computer, whatever you guys call it, right? Play Anime Dropouts. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you have, like, if it's the first time, you have to say, like, you know, play Anime Dropouts on, what is it?
Yeah, because I submitted the podcast to TuneIn.
Oh, yeah, to TuneIn. Yeah, you would say that, and I guess it finds it on TuneIn, but now my thing doesn't, I don't even need to say TuneIn anymore. It's just like, hey, like, Alexa or Echo, play Anime Dropouts.
That's awesome. That's some smart AI.
It's nuts. It's funny. Thank you. 10 for submitting this. So now I can see why you guys would listen to us on Alexa. It's actually pretty funny. I like it.
Yeah. So thanks again, guys, for listening. Yeah,
thank you again, guys.
Email us with any questions, comments, whatever you feel like, onto animedropouts@gmail.com, and we will read them live. So once we get enough actual comments, we'll, you know, listen to them either like on air or just read them out.
Yeah.
A bunch at a time.
Yeah. So thank you again, guys.
Kind of like a report card.
I'll see how we're doing. Yeah, because, like, you know, love to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah, and we got plenty of episodes in store. We'll probably do bonus episodes, but remember, we are a bi-weekly podcast, usually every Tuesday if time permits. So thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next class. Bye guys.
Like Anime Dropouts, make sure to subscribe, review, and tell your friends.